Slave Auction, Spaced Out for Love, Book 1, by Stormy Glenn. Dedication. To Judy, Gio, Joe, Chris, Sherry, Terry, Nikita, Jamie, Samantha, you wanted werewolves in space. You got them. Chapter 1.
I'll take him.
Captain, maybe you wish to choose another pet, the auctioneer said. This one is not yet properly trained, as you can see.
As Rojan Jadar watched, the young human that had caught his interest struggled against two of the guards as they stripped his scant clothing from him. He knew the human would have been screaming except for the ball gag in his mouth, helpless desperation clear on the man's face. The guards fastened the human's hands to chains hanging from above his head and a spreader bar between his legs cuffed at the ankles. The ankle bar was fastened to the floor, immobilizing the man in one place. No matter how much he struggled, he couldn't get away. Rojan saw one of the guards pull a leather flogger from a nearby cabinet. He knew even before the guard turned back to the bound human that the guard would beat the little man. Rojan growled, the muscles in his arms tensing. He felt an overwhelming need to protect the human. Besides, if anyone was going to mark the little man, it would be him. He reached over and grabbed the auctioneer by the scruff of his collar, lifting the sour-smelling man several inches off the floor before leaning in until their faces were only inches apart.
"I want him unmarked,"
he growled, showing a bit of fang.
Yes, Captain, the man stammered.
"The only marks he will wear will be mine,"
Rojan snapped before he released the man and tossed him away. His eyes went back to the man suspended from the chains in the ceiling. He really was a beautiful specimen. Rojan had seen many humans in his lifetime, most of them slaves, but also a few men freed by their masters. Humans were considered an inferior race, not good for anything beyond entertainment and servitude. As small as they were, they couldn't fight and win against those of Rojan's race, the Fangers, or even most of the known universe. He had yet to meet a human that stood as tall as his shoulders, let alone strong enough to best him in a fight, fair or not. Most of the universe believed they didn't have the mental capacity to be an advanced race. Their primitive world proved that, Earth having only discovered space travel in the last 50 years. The Fangers had been in space for centuries. As pets, however, humans seemed to do extremely well, making them desired throughout the universe. They were easily mastered and just as easily trained. Their bodies, smaller and less muscular than Rojan's people, were desired for their softness and sexual compatibility with the Fanger race. Rojan hadn't been looking for a pet to warm his bed, but he wasn't adverse to the idea. His trips through the universe as a black market courier made for many nights alone in space. He had considered finding a lover from his race or another more advanced race, but soon decided against it when he realized he had a need to dominate someone. He liked the power he had as captain of his own flagship. He had a competent crew, handpicked and personally trained by him. They answered to him and only him. He was the boss. He wanted the same relationship with the creature who warmed his sheets. A human pet seemed to be the answer. They looked pleasing to the eye, soft to hold, and trainable, nearly a perfect match to what Rojan needed in his bed. He realized it would take time to train the human to his wants and needs, but soon he could have the pet of his dreams.
"I want to examine him," Rojan stated firmly. "Alone."
The auctioneer quickly crossed to the glass-enclosed room and knocked to gain the attention of the guards. He gestured madly to the human, then to Rojan. His arms crossed over his chest, his feet spread slightly apart. Rojan took on his "don't fuck with me or I'll rip your head off" stance, one that intimidated most people, and waited. The guards quickly left the enclosure. Rojan walked in. He could hear the harsh breathing from the human. He could smell the man's fear. It surrounded him like a cloak, overwhelming almost every other scent in the room. But not quite. Rojan could detect a sweet, masculine scent underlying all of the human's terror. It reminded him of the masa fruit coveted by many and found only in the farthest reaches of the universe. Rogen smuggled many boxes of the precious cargo through the system. It always garnered him a high price and a pocket full of money. Rogen walked up behind the man and looked down at the top of his head. He truly was glorious, all sleek lines and lean muscles. Rogen ghosted his hand over the curve of the human's ass with the lightest of touches. The man arched away from him, a cry falling from his lips through the gag. Rogen stroked a little harder. The man arched again. Rogen wondered why he would move away when he had nowhere to go. He hung suspended from the ceiling, his feet anchored to the floor. He couldn't get away. He moved his hand down the man's luxurious white blonde hair, shuddering at the soft feel of the silky strands moving through his fingers. He wondered if it would feel as good wrapped around his cock while the human sucked him off. It didn't matter, really. He intended to find out later. Rogen grabbed a handful of the man's hair and pulled his head back. It was only then that he noticed the blindfold covering the human's eyes. Interesting. It was as if the trainers used sensory deprivation in his training. Rogen would have to remember that.
"You're mine, pet," Rogen growled into the human's ear. He felt the man's entire body tremble against him.
An increase of fear spiked the air. Rogen reached down and stroked his hand across the man's chest, trying to calm him, but the man bucked against him, whimpering behind his gag. Rogen pulled the gag from the man's mouth, then removed the blindfold before stepping around in front of him. He watched the man blink several times, licking his lips until his vision cleared. Suddenly, the man's eyes widened and his mouth dropped open.
"Shit!" the man gasped. "You're an alien!"
"Did you expect something else?"
Rogen asked, arching one eyebrow.
"When everyone mentioned little gray men, I don't think they pictured you. I think they were thinking of beings much smaller."
"I'm quite sure your primitive race never saw anything like me," Rogen chuckled. "Besides, I'm not gray."
The human's eyes roved down Rogen's black-skinned body, then back up to meet his eyes, blinking several times.
"No, you're not."
"Do you know why you're here, little human?"
Rogen asked, watching the man's reaction carefully.
"Little human," the man hissed. "I'm not going to like this, am I?"
Rogen chuckled.
"You might,"
he said as he rubbed his knuckles over the man's nipple, feeling the little nubs harden to beads. He enjoyed the little hiss that escaped the human's mouth. He could tell that the human would be very responsive to touch.
"I think it depends on your ability to accept your training,"
he continued, watching the human's eyes widen again at his words.
"Training?"
the human squeaked.
"I told you that you were mine now, pet."
The human paled, gulping audibly.
"Pet?"
Rogen waved his hands around the glass-enclosed cage.
"You're in an auction house, pet. The highest bidder gets to keep you."
Rogen smirked.
"I'm the highest bidder."
"And that means what?"
"Accept my rule, obey me in all things, and I will take you out of here,"
Rogen replied.
"Don't, and you go up on the auction block for the next highest bidder, and I take my money back."
The human's brow scrunched together.
"You actually bought me? How can you do that? I'm a free man. I didn't agree to this."
Rogen shrugged.
"Obviously, someone at some point thought you would make a good pet. Humans usually do once they settle in. You were procured for auction and brought here."
"Procured?"
Rogen arched his eyebrow again at the vehemence of the man's words. Seems his new pet had a temper. Rogen would both enjoy that and adjust it with his own hand.
"I was home sleeping when someone came into my room and took me. I woke up here. That's kidnapping,"
the human snapped.
"I'm sure you believe that. However, as your race is a primitive one and has not joined the United Planetary Alliance, you have no rights except those given to you by your master, and that would be me."
"And you're okay with that?"
Rogen's interest piqued. The human sounded outraged. While he felt sure that he didn't like being kidnapped from his home, Rogen knew the man would learn to appreciate his ownership.
"Humans don't have rights as far as the United Planetary Alliance is concerned. Until a planet joins the UPA, their citizens have no rights at all. In fact, all citizens from Earth are required to have ownership papers. Any human caught without a sign of ownership or a master could be imprisoned or executed.
Rogan leaned down until he was nose to nose with the human.
Is that what you want?
The human's eyes widened again.
No.
Then you have two choices, pet, Rogan said. You can obey my every word and accept me as your master, or I can leave you here to be trained by the guards, then sold at auction. What's it going to be?
What does being a pet mean?
It means you belong to me and only me.
Rogan smirked as he walked around to stand behind the human. He reached down to grasp the human's ass cheeks in his hand, giving them a gentle squeeze.
Obey me and you'll be rewarded.
Rogan let loose with a quick swat across the man's ass.
Disobey me, and you will be punished.
The man cried out, his body arching away from the smack. Even if his cries denied it, the human's body couldn't hide his response. He enjoyed it. Rogan's hand roamed around the human's body to grasp his hard cock. He stroked it a few times, the human's almost silent gasps heightening his own arousal. He pictured a future of dominating his little pet and almost came in his pants. The human's body quaked in his arms. Rogan could feel the drops of precum on his fingers as he stroked them over the mushroom-shaped head of his cock. The human was so damn responsive. Rogan wanted to take him right then, but knew he needed to wait until they got back to the ship. Besides, anticipation was half the fun.
Well, pet?
Rogan whispered into the human's ear. His hand continued to stroke the man's length.
Do you go home with me, or do I turn you over to the guards?
Please.
When the little man's hips thrust against his hand, Rogan decided to let it go. Normally, he'd deny the human's orgasm until he wanted it, but the man had a lot of learning ahead of him. Letting him come this once was a small price to pay for the human's agreement to be his pet. True, he didn't really have a choice. Rogan owned him fair and square, but having the man's acceptance would make their future a lot easier.
Are you going to come for me, my little pet?
Rogan crooned. He knew his larger body hid the human from anyone watching them, which was good because he didn't want anyone else seeing his pet in the throes of passion. He was just too damn beautiful. Rogan licked his finger, getting it nice and wet, before reaching down and pushing it between the man's ass cheeks. The man struggled, but restrained as he was, not only could he not get away, but his legs were spread just enough that Rogan could push his finger right into the man's tight hole. The man bucked and cried out. Warm liquid splashed over the hand Rogan had wrapped around his cock. Rogan stroked the human a few more times, then dropped his cock and pulled his finger from the man's ass. The sweet scent of the human spunk rampaged through his body faster than a firestorm, imprinting the man's scent on Rogan and letting him know he held more than just a pet in his arms. He held his mate. Rogan growled low in his throat, the need to claim the human almost more powerful than his control. Rogan was stunned. He'd come to the auction house to deliver cargo. He had no idea he would discover his mate. He grabbed a handful of the man's white blonde hair and pulled his head back. Dazed gray-blue eyes blinked up at him as Rogan stroked his finger down the man's flushed face.
Mine!
The human seemed confused. His forehead scrunched, his lips drew into a thin line. He looked like he wanted to say something, but he wasn't quite sure what.
You belong to me. You'll learn to obey my every command, my every wish. You will live for my pleasure. Do you understand?
The human paled, gulping so loudly that Rogan could hear it in the silence of the room. His lips twisted as he tried to suppress his grin. He liked this human. Besides his sex-on-a-stick good looks, Rogan suspected the human would give him just enough resistance to keep life interesting. Rogan couldn't wait.
Well, human?
Yes.
Rogan stroked his fingers down the man's cheek again. He smiled, showing off his fanged teeth.
Very good, my pet, he said. I expect you to be quiet now until I tell you that you may speak. Is that understood?
The man nodded obediently. Rogan pulled the blindfold back over the man's eyes, then gestured for the guards to come in. He needed to get his new pet back to his ship, Fanger One, where he could start his training. Rogan stepped back out of the room as the guards rushed in.
"Put a mark on my pet and I'll put a mark on you,"
he warned as they passed him. The guards carefully lowered the human to the floor. They continuously glanced at Rogan as they released the young man, the fear evident in their cautious movements. Rogan wanted to grin, but it would have ruined his intimidating glare. He knew he had a reputation as a fighter and mercenary. He didn't take shit from anyone and hadn't since he had been a small child on his homeworld. He didn't start fights, but he was more than happy to finish them. In truth, he was basically a pirate. He took the courier contracts he wanted, went where he wanted, and socialized with the people he wanted. In his time, he had made friends and he had made enemies. Rogan's friends would back him every time in everything. His enemies wanted him tortured before they killed him. Rogan was proud of the man he had become, but it hadn't garnered him someone close, which explained why he had considered the smelly auction house on Rigel IV. He was in need of companionship.
"Leash?"
Rogan asked the auctioneer. He eyed his new purchase, frowning.
"He'll also need something to wear, something simple that will not mark his skin."
"Yes, Captain,"
the smelly man replied quickly.
"Right away, Captain."
Rogan rolled his eyes. He really hated yes men. Granted, he liked getting his way, he always had, but he hated men that kowtowed because of how much money he had. Granted, few knew exactly how much money he had. Rogan preferred it that way. But he also liked the luxuries money brought him. The man, being covered by a long black cloak, was proof of that luxury. Rogan hadn't waited until tonight's regular slave auction. He didn't have time. He had cargo to deliver on another planet. He needed to make his purchase and leave. Dropping off some cargo had gained him quick access to the closed slave market. One glance at the soft curve of the human's ass had intrigued him enough to offer twice what the slave was probably worth. Still, it had been a mighty fine ass. It curved so naturally into two rounded globes that it made Rogan's teeth ache. He could still feel the supple skin in his hands. Rogan vowed to purchase cream to rub into the human skin to keep it silky soft. Add the white blonde hair that fell nearly to the man's ass, and Rogan knew the man was his. He had never seen hair quite that white. It was like looking directly into the sun and being blinded. The man's slightly golden skin was an added bonus. Rogan's interest peaked when the auctioneer ran over to the two guards and began frantically gesturing with his hands as he whispered to them. He took a deep cleansing breath and tuned out the surrounding noises until he could hear just the conversation ahead of him.
"Get him out of here as quick as you can. Take him out the side entrance,"
the auctioneer whispered.
"The other patrons are arriving. If they find out we released a slave before auction, one not trained and never seen before, we'll have a riot on our hands."
Rogan smirked.
"Scorin's gonna be angry when he finds out you sold his little play toy,"
one of the guards said. Rogan's ears perked up. Scorin? Who the hell was Scorin, and what did he have to do with Rogan's mate?
"With what the captain's paying for this human, we can buy 10 more just like him,"
the auctioneer replied.
"Scorin never has to know."
"He's expecting to see the blonde human tonight,"
the guard objected.
"How are you going to explain him not being on the auction block? You promised Scorin an untouched human."
"Scorin will deal," the auctioneer said. "Besides, this auction house belongs to me, not Scorin. Once the human is gone, there's nothing he can do. We'll just tell him the human died."
The guard didn't look convinced.
"I'll make it worth your while,"
the auctioneer wheedled.
"A bonus, maybe?"
One guard looked questioningly at the other, and then they both nodded.
"Arrange for a transport and get them both out of here before Scorin arrives,"
the auctioneer ordered. Rogan had no idea who Scorin was, but he felt pretty much the same as the auctioneer. He wanted out of there before the man arrived and had no problem being ushered out the side door. The little human belonged to him now, and he wasn't about to give him up. When the auctioneer hurried over and handed him a vidpad, Rogan quickly read through the contract, then placed his thumbprint on it before handing over a bag of coins to the auctioneer. In exchange, the auctioneer handed Rogan the human's ownership papers. Rogan tucked them in his pocket, then stalked across the room to take the leash from one of the guards. The human was still bound, the leash attached to a collar around his neck, his hands tied together in front as he lay on the floor. Rogan didn't like the way the plastic cuffs on his wrists marred the skin there. He leaned down and flicked a claw out and tore through them effortlessly, the clear plastic falling to the floor. A small whimper came from the human, a shudder raking through his thin body. Squatting down next to the human, Rogan could smell his pet's unique scent now that they were out of the small training room. It wafted over him, sinking into his pores, and made his cock ache. He gloried in the anticipation of claiming his mate and the ache of denial, knowing he had to wait until they were back on board his ship. It would be a close thing, though. He wanted the golden human badly. Rogan tucked the cloak tightly around the human, then picked him up, carrying him effortlessly towards the nearest exit. He was done here. He needed to get back to his ship and lift off before he could enjoy his new mate.
"Oh, Captain, please!" the auctioneer said, running alongside of Rogan. "We've arranged for your transport back to your ship, if you'll just come this way."
Rogan snarled, but followed the slimy auctioneer anyway. He was led through a small series of corridors until they reached a small servant's hallway. The auctioneer opened the last door, holding it open while Rogan carried his prize out. A transport awaited them. He shook his head as the door opened and he climbed in, his precious bundle in his lap. The auctioneer was a moron, but he had good merchandise. Rogan gave directions to the spaceport and then settled back in his seat to get a better look at his pet. Rogan lifted the little man up and settled him against his chest before pulling the blindfold off and stuffing it in his pocket. No sense scaring his new pet more than he had to at this point. The man's eyes were closed. Rogan suspected the excitement of the moment had worn him out. He twitched and trembled just a little, murmuring in his sleep. Rogan decided sleep was the best thing for his new mate. It was fine for the time being, but once they arrived back on board Rogan's ship, the human would have to face him.
"Sir," the driver said, glancing in the rearview mirror, "I need to take an alternate route. There seems to be some sort of commotion up ahead."
Rogan heaved a heavy sigh.
"Very well."
He watched as the driver moved them around several other transports, then started to turn down a thin alleyway. Just as the transport turned, Rogan caught sight of the auctioneer, and apprehension spiked through him. A large man held the auctioneer several feet off the ground as he shook him. Rogan couldn't tell what the man said, but he had a pretty good idea. The two guards from his mate's cage lay on the ground. The amount of blood surrounding them made it obvious that they were dead. Rogan had a sneaking suspicion that the furious man who held the auctioneer was Scorin, and Rogan felt more than sure that the man's anger had something to do with the little human he held in his arms. He reached up and hit the communication button on the device in his earpiece, waiting for his communications man, Kalor, to come on the line.
"Hello?" "Lor," Rogan said. "Tell Rav I want the ship powered up and ready for takeoff the moment I get there. And have Saren meet me in the airlock."
"Will do, boss," Lor replied.
"I want a full security alert, Lor."
"Problems, Rogan?"
Lor asked, suddenly all business.
"Nothing I can't handle, Lor. I just want to be cautious. I specifically want you to watch out for a man named Scorin."
"Got it."
Rogan hung up, then glanced down at the man in his arms.
"I sure hope you're worth this, pet."